Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime, hostages held by gunmen in Australia.
For those that may be in that particular building, rest assured, we are doing all we can to set you free.
Meanwhile, four gunmen hold man captive in Belgium. A full report on both coming up. In other news this lunchtime.
Oh, it's a wonder, it's a fright, flashing rubbish day and night.
Row over the Southern Water Christmas song as councillor labels it crass. And Ireland author bidding for book prize glory.
To be up for the People's Book Prize is an amazing feeling.
Those stories and more coming up in the Isle of Wight today.
The Isle of Wight today with Matt White.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. It's 1 o'clock. First this lunchtime, an armed man's been holding people hostage in a cafe in Sydney for 12 hours. Caroline Henderson has this report.
With her son trapped in the cafe,
my heart just dropped.
This mother is living every parent's nightmare.
He just gave back a message and said, I'm okay, mum, can't talk.
Five people have escaped the siege. Andrew Scipione is police commissioner for New South Wales.
For those that may be in that particular building, rest assured, we are doing all we can to set you free.
Hostages have contacted Channel 9 reporter Mark Burrows.
One woman was remarkably calm. The other lady was far more agitated.
Meanwhile, David Cameron says the situation is deeply concerning.
Caroline Henderson with the details. Meanwhile, police in Belgium have also been dealing with a hostage situation in Ghent. Four armed men reportedly entered an apartment building, threatening one man. Local media reporting that two men have walked out of the property with their hands up, followed by another two with their hands by their sides. Our Europe correspondent Robert Nesbitt's been speaking to police at the scene.
They're saying they don't believe this to be terrorist related, but obviously there is quite a lot of media interest here. You see the number of crews here, and I'd imagine that a lot of this is because of what is happening on the other side of the world. But police are not linking this at the moment.
And we'll bring you the latest on the hostage situations in Australia and Belgium as more details emerge.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
Closer to home, a Christmas song by Southern Waters being labelled crass by an Isle of Wight councillor. Chris Whitehouse says it should apologise for its take on the Three Kings, as John Weeks reports.
That's Southern Waters' The Three P's, a message to people on the Isle of Wight not to dispose of things like wet wipes and sanitary products down toilets this Christmas. It says the song, A Take on the Three Kings, encourages people to help avoid blockages. But Isle of Wight councillor Chris Whitehouse says the spoof song is an awful link to a fantastic Christian feast of Christmas and adds the timing's even wrong. He's called on Southern Water to apologise to the Christian community and make a significant donation to a charity helping Ebola victims.
John Weeks with the details, and you can read more on that story on our website. Head to iwradio.co.uk.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
At 3 minutes past three, some other national news this lunchtime, and Labour MPs have been told by the party to counter the threat of UKIP by not discussing immigration. The leaked document suggests moving the conversation on if voters raise concerns about border controls. Shadow Work and Pension Secretary Rachel Reeves denies that MPs have been hushed up. She says Ed Miliband's making a speech later to set out plans to end the exploitation of foreign workers.
We're talking plenty about immigration, whether it's about tougher border controls or, of course, today's announcements about fairness in the workplace. So it's something that we're talking about. It's something we've got the answers about. In fact, only Labour can deal with the challenges that we face.
And in that speech, Ed Miliband says his party will end the exploitation of foreign workers if it wins the next general election.
We're serving notice on employers who bring workers here under duress or on false terms and pay them significantly lower wages with worse terms and conditions. We will make it a criminal offence to undercut pay or conditions by exploiting migrant workers.
Four teenage boys have been arrested on suspicion of murdering a man in North London. The youngsters, who are thought to be aged 13 and 14, are being held after the 52-year-old was stabbed in Edmonton yesterday evening.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
A shelter for the homeless on the Isle of Wight is now up and running for the winter. Run by volunteers, the shelter provides a safe environment for people who would otherwise be on the streets. They get a bed and a breakfast for free. It's open now until the spring. Volunteer Andy Davis says it's a lifeline.
Park benches, cemeteries, doorways, anywhere where they can get just a night's sleep, really. But it isn't sleep, they're just, catnapping because they're frightened of getting beaten up by other people, etc. Last year, we had 70 different people come through our door last year. And that's a lot of people. Not all at one night, thankfully. But, that was 70. That's a lot of people on this island.
And the shelter at Downside Community Centre is open 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 8 a.m. It's currently looking for more male volunteers.
Isle of Wight Radio. Sport.
Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho's got the team he wanted in the last 16 of the Champions League. The Premier League leaders have been drawn against French title holders Paris Saint-Germain. Mourinho's side only just got past the same opponents in last year's quarter-final. But club secretary David Barnard tells us he's not reading too much into that.
When we played them last year, I think both teams now got totally different teams to last year. And it's a one-off situation, like we know in knockout. I think we got an advantage by being away first, because at least we know what to do for the second leg.
Manchester City have been handed the toughest draw of the English sides left in the competition. They'll take on Spanish giants Barcelona in the last 16. Arsenal have been handed arguably the easiest ties. They have Monaco. In the Europa League, things don't look like getting any easier for under-pressure Liverpool boss Brendan Rodgers following the draw for the last 32. His team will face Turkish side Besiktas. It looks just as tough for Tottenham and Celtic. The Londoners meet Fiorentina, while the Scottish Premiership champions play another Italian club, Inter Milan. Everton were rewarded for finishing top of their group with a tie against Swiss outfit Young Boys. In local football at the weekend, Newport lost 2-1 to Andover in the Sydenham's Wessex League on Saturday. In Division 1, Cowes Sports suffered a shock defeat to bottom side Andover New Street, while East Cowes Vicks lost 5-0 to Downton. And Isle of Wight sailor Lee McMillan's bid to retain the Extreme Sailing Series failed at the final hurdle. His The Wave Muscat team lost out to Swiss team Alinghi in the final race of the year-long series in Sydney at the weekend. McMillan was bidding for a third consecutive success, but had to settle for second overall.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally, it's lunchtime. An island author's debut novel is up for a top award. Dave Priddle, who's also a musician and Isle of Wight radio presenter, is in the running for the People's Book Prize for The Honey Trap. The crime thriller centres on an ex-Met police officer who ends up in prison. But Dave says he's surprised by the book's success.
It's difficult because I don't think you ever know what you're doing. I think it was Richard Branson said, if someone asks you to do something, just say yes and then learn. I'm still learning. One piece of advice, I don't think anybody ever has just sat down and written a book. The real book writing comes in editing.
And to win, Dave needs your vote via peoplesbookprize.com. That's nearly it from me. Thanks for listening to the programme this lunchtime. On our news pages online right now, read more about a major island railway project due to start in January. Head to iwradio.co.uk. The next news bulletin's at 2 o'clock, but by 4 I'll hand you back to Anna. The business news is next.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report.
100,000 first-time buyers in England are to be offered a 20% discount on a new home. The Conservatives were planning to launch the scheme for under-40s if they won the next year's general election, but it's been brought forward by 6 months. Housing Minister Brandon Lewis says they want to help people get onto the property ladder.
What we're looking to do is provide extra homes, and having more homes in the supply chain, more homes available, actually means a beneficial situation for people. And these homes, of course, will be offered that 20% discount, so they'll be much more affordable than anything else that people have seen for some time.
Locally, the site manager of Barrett Homes' Bluebell Meadows has received the top award. AD Morgan's been awarded an HBC Pride in the Job Quality Award for his work at the Newport site. The company says he plays a pivotal role in delivering high-quality homes. And Cowes Week Limited, which organises the sailing regatta, is recruiting an executive director to join its team. It follows the departure of its sales and marketing director, Michelle Warner, who was with the company 10 years.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report is sponsored by Martin & Martin Wealth Management. Strategies individually designed for you. Grays Walk, Newport. Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.